From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Little progress was reported today at summit talks in the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in Jerusalem. Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya described the meeting as difficult and said it did not live up to expectations. Israeli officials said they offered gestures to the Palestinians, but only if they work to end violence. Abbas and Sharon met to coordinate Israel's planned withdrawal from Gaza later this summer. NPR's Linda Gradstein has the story.
During a brief photo opportunity at the start of the summit at Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's official residence in Jerusalem, officials from both sides sat stone-faced. Sharon and Abbas did not appear together in public, and there was no joint news conference at the end. All signs that the two-hour meeting was tense and made little progress. Today's meeting was a sharp contrast to the last summit in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh in February, when a ceasefire was announced. An open microphone picked up Sharon's remarks at the start of today's meeting.
When we were in Sharm el-Sheikh, the chairman said he would work against terrorism and dismantle the terrorist infrastructure. But on the ground, that isn't happening. We have casualties every day. It can't go on like this.
State-run Israel Television reported that Abbas responded by saying that the violence was against the Palestinian national interest. He was quoted as saying there has been a sharp decrease in the level of violence, but also that he has limited power to stop it. According to Israel Television, Sharon responded, "Don't say you're weak. People will start to believe it." Sharon also told Abbas that Israel will continue to work against the militant group Islamic Jihad, which took responsibility for attacks that killed two Israelis this week. Overnight, Israeli troops staged raids in the West Bank, arresting 52 members of Islamic Jihad. And today, Palestinian officials said Israeli planes fired missiles at a building in Gaza in what they said was an attempt to assassinate an Islamic Jihad leader. Israel refused to confirm the airstrike. At a news conference in Ramallah after the meeting, Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya described the meeting as difficult and said it did not live up to the Palestinians' expectations. But Israel's Vice Prime Minister Ehud Olmert described it as a good working meeting. Although he said they didn't agree on everything, both sides expressed concern about the violence.
I'm a little bit encouraged by the fact that the Palestinian leader promised that they will make a serious effort in the next period to stop it, and this is the most important element in everything that will develop. Israel is going to carry out its commitments, and we will pull out from Gaza. They have to fight terror.
Olmert said Sharon promised to turn over the West Bank towns of Bethlehem and Qalqilya to Palestinian control within the next 2 weeks. Israel Radio said Sharon also told the Palestinians they could begin preparations to reopen the airport and seaport in Gaza if the violence ends. According to Israeli officials, Sharon and Abbas agreed to a plan worked out by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice over the future of the homes of Jewish settlers in Gaza. According to the plan, Israel will demolish the homes, the Palestinian Authority will dispose of the rubble, and the international community will finance the operation. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.